AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Nathan Taylor, Lehigh heavyweight, nationally ranked wrestler, Brookville native. Nate, good to have you on the podcast. I've been anxious to catch up with you. You've been on the sideline a little bit. We'll talk about that in a minute, but good to have you. How's it going?
Thanks. It's going good over here. Got a lot of training in. I'm glad to hop on this podcast. It's awesome.
So we're going to go back in time a little bit. I got to reminisce first. I got to see you grow up at Brookville, obviously, and I'm going to throw a couple pictures at you. And the first one is one of my favorite. I didn't even take the photo because I was coaching you, and this is it right here.
Remember that one? Football. Yes, I do.
Flag football. That's my son, Jameson, following a lead block of what would be, I mean, if you guys were playing tackle right now in this one, which that league practically was.
Yeah.
What do you remember? That game was at McKinley Field. We might have been playing Jace Minor and Tate Lindermuth, we had on the field. What do you remember from that?
Ah, man, that was a blast. I remember, it started off because my mom she was a little nervous about getting into actual tackle football. So I remember joining the flag football and playing with Jameson, and, man, was that a blast. That was such a fun time. I was a lot faster back in the day, I think, a little tinier, but no, it was a great time.
Yeah, and you did go on, and you had a really good football career in tackle. Right. I think the next year you started Lumberjacks and went into the tackle ranks. And then this was actually maybe earlier. Nathan Taylor, flanked by Jameson on the right, and another former wrestler who is a fine police officer in our borough, Brookville, right now, and that would be Bryce Rafferty on the left. Nathan, baseball was something you hadn't tried before, so tell me about what made you decide to play baseball. That would have been your 12-year-old year.
Yep. Okay. I think my mom just kind of pushed me to get into those, like, all the sports, just trying to see what I would fall in love with. Baseball, I think, was a fun sport because, it wasn't too hard on the body, but, I loved it. I always remember, sitting in the dugout, eating seeds, and, you got that Little League chew gum, I think I played third base. So
okay. I was trying to remember where we put you. Left field, third?
Yep, left field, third base, just because I had a decent arm to throw across the first, I remember. And I think – if I'm not wrong, I think I did pitch like a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure we tried you.
I think I tried that a little bit, but I think I only had a fastball. I didn't really throw much. So
you hit a home run, and I know with between you and your mom and me, we were trying to figure out where that photo went. I know there was a home run ball picture and just can't find it. Do you remember who you hit the home run off?
I cannot remember who I hit that off of. Cannot, but I feel like it was one of the early games that we played because okay. I mean, I was swinging. It was a home run or a strikeout. I was going for it all. So,
well, and I remember the draft, and you were a first year player at 12, and I'm like, you know what? I played ball against your dad. I want to coach you, and that was a blast, Nathan. That was a lot of fun. Your dad, Randy, and I could tell you, I can remember. Pull hitter, swung out of his shoes every time. Yep. He was fun to play with. So it was a neat thing for me to have you on our team.
Yeah, that is awesome. I enjoyed it. I still talk with when I see Bryce, and we still talk about Little League sometimes. So it was a good time for sure.
Well, let's get into some wrestling talk. And really the first thing is, what's the latest with Nathan in your injury status? And actually, it's a one-year anniversary on Sunday, right? That you blew out your knee. So take me back to that and take us back to that. What happened? And give us the calendar of what it's been like to get back to where you're almost ready. And we'll get into that.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I went to the Journeyman. Obviously, it's right next door to Lehigh. It's about 20 minutes away. And, you know, I had a first-round match against a guy from Navy, Brady Colbert. He was a backup, actually, at the time. Start of the whistle, he shot a low single, obviously. My coaches yelled at me a lot for not moving my feet. He got in and sat me down in, like, kind of cracked down position. I was on my butt. And then I tried hitting a funk, and he ended up locking my knee out, and I ended up tearing three ligaments in my knee in about the first 45 seconds of the match. I just remember feeling like a pop, pop, pop twice, and then he heard it, jumped off me, stopped the match. I tried wrestling after that, but the leg was it wasn't holding up for me, so that happened. And then yeah, I mean, I got into the I got obviously forfeited out, and then got with our trainer. He was feeling my knee, and he knew that it wasn't in a good spot or good shape. So got an MRI pretty quick and found out that ended up tearing three ligaments in there. So yeah.
Surgery, how quick? And then really, what were some of the big marks of improvement as you've gone along here?
So, so I got an MRI, I think that next week, actually, with our team doc, and he sent me over to a specialist, actually, because I ended up tearing my, you know, if you know, knees, so my LCL, my PCL, and then my posterior lateral corner. So he sent me to a specialist to do a multi-ligament surgery, and then they had to do a cadaver. So someone else's, they actually put an Achilles tendon in for my PCL. And then the timeline, I mean, it was almost a month after. So December 5th, I actually got surgery because my knee was real swollen. So they wanted to get that swelling down so my skin could heal up nice after the surgery. Got surgery the 5th. And then, I mean, I was in a straight leg. I was in a straight leg for like 8 weeks. And that's honestly the hardest part about like a surgery that I had. You know, like ACL surgeries, you're bending your knee the next day. So whenever I was locked out for 8 weeks, you know, I had a lot of like my muscle atrophied a ton. And after I got out of that, I finally started bending it some. And I, like, the timeline for that would be like 3 months. You know, I started doing just simple stuff like bending and trying to get that range of motion back. Cause I mean, my knee could only bend a few degrees to start. It was stuck, actually, straight. Hmm. I still have some range of motion problems, not problems, but I mean, I can't sit back on my heel on my right knee still. So I mean, the focus early was in getting back, was just getting that strength back, getting that muscle back, while trying to get that range of motion. So, you know, I was hammering legs a ton, talking to our lifting coach. I was doing one-on-ones with him. Our trainer was getting me in. I was probably working out and training more than I am during like the regular season, trying to get back. So I started going like uphill after like 5 months. And you know, I was putting muscle back on. I had a good summer, training. So we ended up doing testing at the end of the summer, just to see. And I ended up, obviously I didn't PR or anything, but I was able to do like a broad jump, vertical jump. And then I max squatted, you know, safely max squatted and then max benched. And I was pretty happy with my numbers for that, especially after, you know, it was 7 months after surgery. Yeah. So I was happy with that. And then about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, they let me, our trainer let me like start hand fighting and drilling some. I couldn't hit my knee then until I got my brace. So I got my brace ordered, and for about a month and a half, I was just hand fighting every day, hand fighting. And I mean, I was hand fighting with Ray and Jordan Wood. So, you know, it's something I needed to work on. So I think in the long run, I think it's going to help me a ton. You know, I got a lot better at hand fighting, which that was one of my weak spots, I think. So that was really good. And then about, say, a month and a half, 2 months ago, I got my brace in. So I've been training. It was obviously light at first because I didn't hit my knee for 9 months.
Right.
And then that, we're at where I'm at now, basically. So I wrestled live for the first time last week, and it's been feeling great. So we're coming up on obviously we're just a week into the season, but should be coming back soon.
And really, your start is still kind of a vague, you know, hey, coaches don't want to rush it. You're probably not going to wrestle this weekend, but there's bigger things to worry about or to be concerned about as the year goes on. And you're good with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be back, but I mean, I understand where the coaches and our team docs coming from with holding me back a little bit with just wrestling live last week. I mean, it doesn't really make sense for me to jump right in this weekend. So I think I'm ready to. I think I could for sure, absolutely. But you know, we're looking at March right now, not you know, right, my first match back. So
look, yeah, not to March to debut, but March, that's where you want to be.
Yeah. We're looking at the, like, you know, the long run, like just trying to come back, make sure I'm, you know, that close to that 100%. I will be wearing the brace all year, so that's a that was a new adjustment, but yeah, it's going great.
Well, I mean, and obviously your season in 2023 and 2024 is being considered. Intermat Wrestle has you ranked, I believe, eighth right now in a very competitive weight class, but excuse me, that's something you can't focus on either, because I'm sure you're excited about, hey, they have me eighth. Or, and we've talked about the mental approach here, and I think you have the, you know, and I got this secondhand, like, hey, you get to wrestle another year now at Lehigh. You that didn't ruin any, you still have that year from last year as eligibility, and you fully intend to use it, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So that's how you're looking at this, right? Get healthy and continue your career when you're ready.
Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, it sucks that I had as bad of an injury as I did, but I mean, looking back, I mean, last year, I mean, I would have been obviously top eight. I would have been probably an All-American. But I mean, it was still, we had Gable Steveson there, Wyatt Hendrickson, you got Trumbull, Kirk Levick, you know, you had some absolute hammers at heavyweight that all got an extra year because of COVID, but also are out of here this year. So, I mean, still definitely a hard weight class this year. I mean, definitely returning guys. I mean, you got obviously Ferrari went up from 97 to heavyweight, and then younger Bastida, Isaac Trumbull, all of them. So, I mean, it's still a real good weight class, but kind of fortunate to have another year, you know, sixth year. It's a lot of time in college for sure. You know, my body's feeling a little bit, but no, I'm definitely excited to be on this team. I mean, I love Lehigh. I love this team. So another year with all the boys and all my coaches, you know, I'm grateful for it.
And we'll get back to Lehigh, because I want you to talk about the team a little bit. But the other thing this past weekend, and I think it's a really neat thing, there's so much local flavor jumping out of the, you know, especially with Brookville. You had Cole Householder and Easton Belfour at the Clarion Open getting their feet wet. You have Jackson Zimmerman down at Penn. You have Owen Rensel on your team, who's trying to get healthy and get going again. And then you have Gavin Hanna out at Bloomsburg. How proud are you of all that? And what, you know, do you guys still kind of communicate and encourage and watch, because the network is strong, right? This is a strong, tight community.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You also forgot Colby Whitehill was back on the mat.
And that's somebody that we're going to try to get together when you guys are together. And I'm going to get to that. Thank you. And Colby Whitehill wins a tournament. Thankfully, he has another year of eligibility because of an injury.
Yep. No, I mean, I think it's awesome. You know, I mean, I'm from Brookville. You're from Brookville. We know, you know, Brookville's a pretty good wrestling town. So I'm glad to see guys are spreading out some, you know. We got, obviously, I mean, how many guys? Six guys in college wrestling. And I mean, Division One, obviously, too. I mean, I watched a little bit of film of Cole Householder. Obviously, I was trying to find Gavin Hanna a little bit there. I talked to Jackson when I was down at Penn a little bit. And I mean, it's just great to see Brookville representing out in the world, you know, a small town like that, you know, getting out there and scrapping Division One wrestling. I mean, it's a brutal sport, but man, dude, I love seeing guys getting out there for sure.
Speaking of representing, how about your former coach, Mick Stormer? Going to Hungary, he was one of my previous podcast guests, and he kind of was part of helping develop you guys, some of the guys you just mentioned. Give me something on Mick, and first of all, how cool was that to watch, and did you talk to him? And what was it like being in the room with him? Because he was very instrumental in helping you get to where you were at.
Absolutely. I mean, Storm was always that guy that was, you know, upbeat. He was there to have a good time, and he did for sure. I mean, we had some good scraps. I mean, my senior year, you know, I was wrestling with him a lot, actually, you know, just he's, you know, bigger guy, you know, over 200 pounds. I mean, I had Bryce Rafferty there as well. So I was rolling with Storm a good bit, but what I remember the most is my sophomore year going 0-2 at districts. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to start lifting. And I committed to wrestling. And Storm was one of those guys where he was in the room with me training freestyle. And we're talking up top in the field house. It was 90 plus degrees. And we're getting ready to go to Fargo. And him and I are up there scrapping. And I mean, man, he helped me a ton. I think he helped me just love the sport more. You know, I think it was, I had a long list of losses and getting beat up on. And I think he really allowed me to, I'd say he's one of the guys that was going from beating me up to I was beating him up. So, I mean, and he was glad I was, you know, he was 100% committed into my success and as well as Coach K, obviously, you know. But man, Storm, it was awesome to, you know, see him representing USA, you know. I mean, how cool is that, you know? Obviously
he kind of had to be talked into it a little bit. Did you help in that way? Because, you know, he was like, yeah, okay. You know, and people are like, you're nuts. Do it.
Absolutely. I didn't end up texting him, I actually didn't realize he got the spot. Cause I saw that I watched him wrestle out in Vegas. I was watching some of his matches out there, ended up seeing he placed seventh there. But I didn't realize he got the USA team spot. And then I saw it was like a Snapchat or a message or something. And they were like, you know, Storm's on. He got invited and accepted the USA. And I was like, man, that is awesome. And then he ended up going out there and won a match, which, I mean, winning a match at Worlds is, you know, that's no joke. So I shot him a text out there. And I mean, USA world team member. I mean, for a guy that didn't wrestle in high school, you know,
crazy.
So,
Colby, and if we do get together with Colby later, I don't want to get too far into that, but he was a guy that, I remember people saying when Colby won his second straight state title, he is a two-time. And by the way, you are a 2021 state champ. We should at least bring that up. How big of a deal was it? You know, your junior year, you medaled, you were fourth at 219 or yeah, 220. Yeah. 220, and, yeah. And Colby, a lot of people said, you know, Colby's biggest competition might be in the room with Nathan, getting him ready to win he may confirm that later, but he was helping you as well. Yeah. I mean, what was that like?
I mean, you couldn't really have a better room. I mean, at those upper weights, I mean, well, I would say he was definitely getting the better of me most of the time for sure. You know, my sophomore, junior year, I mean, he was beating me up big time and definitely one of the reasons I'm at where I am today for sure. You know, and obviously he was he still is, but he was a big dude in high school. You know, he was weighing like 250, 260. I mean, he was a big dude. And also he was well developed in the hand fight in high school. I didn't realize that until I got to college, but, you know, I wasn't much of a hand fighter. I was more, you know, doubles from space and stuff like that. But man, he was a real good hand fighter in high school, and he really put it to me. That's for sure. We also lifted together too. You know, like we were putting in work outside the room, and obviously summers we were training together for freestyle and stuff. So, I mean, he was definitely a major factor in my success for sure. For sure.
We talked to Coach about Coach Storm, or we talked about Colby, but there was a point in time where obviously Coach Dave Klepfer, current coach of the Raiders, there were some things he must have had to instill into you to turn that page into being a maybe an also ran, you know, heavier weight wrestler to a state champion, to a college, legitimate college wrestler. Do you remember any times where the light bulb went off early, you know, when that switch came? Because I believe you had a losing record as a sophomore.
Yeah. I think I was like 16 and 15 or something.
Okay, yeah. You were like a 500 wrestler, we'll call it. Yeah. Was there a light bulb moment that you can credit to Coach Klepfer and the staff? I mean, I know that a lot was talked about in that regard.
I mean, I remember, I don't know if Coach K specifically told me this or not, but I know he told it was either Coach Scotty P or my mom or something, or Colby, something like that. Maybe Elliot. They told me that Coach K said I was going to be a state champ. And, you know, obviously freshman me, sophomore me, you know, I was like, no way. I didn't start my freshman year. I had a record of 1-3. My one win was a forfeit. So, and then my sophomore year, obviously got into the lineup, at 195 or 197, and ended up going 0-2 districts. And I remember talking to Coach K just about, you know, I'm tired of losing. You know, I've been losing my whole life. You know, there's got 2 years left. And he started getting me into the weight room. I started coming into the weight room along with Coach Rush, football coach. I lifted with him. So, I mean, I think lifting really allowed me to understand my body. I think at the time I wore a size 13 shoe weighing 195 pounds. I'd trip over my own feet, you know, wasn't right. Bill, I didn't know my body. So I think lifting helped a ton. And then Coach K just in my ear, he knew I was a winner and he knew I was going to win. He just knew I had to put in the work. And I mean, I think looking back, I think he knew I was going to, you know, be where I'm at. I think I don't know how he does it. You know, no one can say, you can ask him, but I mean, he was probably my freshman or eighth grade year looking at me and he was like, man, he's going to be good at wrestling. I'm like, I wouldn't have believed him then, you know? And, I think he never doubted me and man, was he a great coach to have? Absolutely. There's so many factors. I wouldn't be where I'm at today, you know, but I mean, he was definitely up there, building confidence for me for sure. That was one of my big things.
We're here with Nathan Taylor, Lehigh. The season's just getting started. We don't know when Nathan's starting, but we do know that you are a part of a very good team. You're Lehigh in one ranking. Intermat has you guys ranked 7th. And you have, what, 3 All-Americans back. Other guys that certainly can including you, that can get to that level. What's it like? What's the feel of the program right now? And you can tell me where the strength of this team is, because the goals are going to be high this year for Lehigh.
Yeah, I think, you know, coming in, we'll go back a little bit, but coming in my freshman year, I think the team culture was, it was spread out a lot more. I think we had a bunch of individuals and not a brotherhood. And I would say more towards my sophomore, junior year, I was lucky enough to, you know, get voted as captain. And we kind of talked with like the leaders of the team and kind of readjusted the team, the individual mindset to that team mindset. And I mean, the culture right now is absolutely insane. I think, a lot of us are out there fighting for each other rather than ourselves. And that creates the best wrestlers. I mean, if you're out there for selfishness and wrestling, you know, for just yourself, I don't think you're going to get to your max potential. So I think the culture right now is, we're fighting for each other. And I think that's one of the reasons we're ranked 7th in the country. You know, it's a small college. I mean, we don't get, we aren't a money team. We aren't like a Big Ten school getting huge transfers coming in. Guys aren't transferring out either. So, we got a strong culture. And obviously you got three returning All-Americans coming back into the lineup this year.
And those give us those names, Nathan. We got
Sheldon Seymour at 125, Ryan Crookham at 133, Luke Stanich at 141. And then obviously we got Owen Reinsel, 49, Brookville guy. Logan Rosinski will be top 20. He's a 57. So basically we have five guys right now ranked in the top 10, which we haven't had a year like that in a long time. So very excited for that. I mean, we just got to get better, you know. Every day we got to be coming into the room, and I think we're doing that. You know, I think we're coming in looking that we want that team trophy, you know. We want that team trophy at the end of the year. So I think guys are really focused, and it's looking real good. It's like looking like we're going to have a real good year.
So you have – so Owen, who is, you know, former standout at Brookville as well, and he's trying to get healthy, right, without getting too deep into him because – but he, yeah, he has been fighting injuries since he's been there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. He had a elbow surgery over the summer, but he got back, and he's been in the room training hard. Obviously, you know, college wrestling Division I is hard on the body, as I know very well. But he's getting back, he's getting healthy, and he's feeling good. So real excited to see him out there wrestling.
Brady Collins of Clearfield is on the roster, one of the best all around athletes that I've seen come through District 9, because he was a tremendous football and track athlete. And he's basically in that part of the lineup where it sounds like you're probably going to see a red shirt out of him this year, but that just shows you how talented this roster is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got Brzezinski at 57, Max Brignola at 65. Max is ranked 7th in the country right now. So, I think it's definitely, he will be redshirting this year. It's definitely the smartest thing to do. And, also just to adjust to that college training, with him being a three-sport athlete and an elite at three sports, I think it's good for him to, you know, take a full year of college wrestling. You know, he needs to, you know, he was good at everything, it seemed like, but you know, to really fine-tune things in wrestling, I think it's really, really, really big for him. Just like, you know, guys aren't used to wrestling 12 months out of the year, so I think that'll be huge for him. Obviously, I can confirm he is a freak athlete. So I'm excited to see what he can do, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he was unbelievable at district track. I'm just unbelievable, which tells you why he was so good in football. So Lehigh opening this weekend. Actually, the there was the brown and white inner squad you already had. You had the Princeton Open. Some guys went there, and then Saturday, Duke and Virginia in duels, right there in Bethlehem, PA. And then the Journeyman is also on Sunday. That's the open tournament that you participated in a year ago. Then there's the National Duels Invitational. And then Pitt and Penn State first week in December, December 5th and 7th. Yep. Again, being vague on what you're going to do, there's some big events there that can get you excited. It's just a matter of just getting ready, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's hard to be. I'm not that guy that wants to sit out, you know. So I got trainers and coaches yelling at me to hold back some. So I mean, obviously, I would love to be out there wrestling AJ Ferrari first round against Nebraska, obviously, and the national duels. And obviously, we need to bring a good team out there. But it just doesn't make sense to rush back into things. And I mean, we'll have a weekend off after national duels. So I mean, that just would give me roughly 4 weeks to 5 weeks to get a bunch of live in, bunch of more confidence, you know, in my knee and everything. So looking to hopefully be back for the Pitt Penn State weekend. And I mean, our schedule is tough. So, I mean, it's not like if that was the only good competition I was getting was at the national duels, I would probably likely be going out there and wrestling. But I mean, I think we're having Dayton Pitts are from Pitt, Marisola from Penn State, and then I think we have like Iowa State, so younger Bastida will be out there, I think. You know, I think he's, you know, we're gonna have some good competition this year, so I'm excited, and no need to rush back for sure.
Well, Nathan, it's been great. A lot of people following you. It's been fun, and we wish you this past year has been a challenge for you, but it just seems like you just roll with it, man, whatever it takes to get ready. And it was good to have you on. And again, let's try to make that White Hill Taylor interview happen. I think we could have a lot of fun with that. Colby's just, that's just a fantastic story for him down at Glenville State, which is in West Virginia Division II. Yep. I'd like to do that.
Me too. Me as well. We were actually texting this week about getting together and training someone. I'm home for Thanksgiving, Christmas. And I mean, I haven't wrestled with him in 5 years, so I think that'd be a great time, you know. What were you going to say?
We'll work on that if it works out. Keep me posted. And Nathan, just a great chat, and hopefully get a chance to talk about some bigger and better things here by the end of the year.
I plan on it. It's going to be a fun year for sure. I'm excited. Thanks for having me on. This is a great thing for sure.